We reported earlier from Libya, catastrophic flooding following Storm Daniel, which caused the collapse of two dams, has killed at least 2,000 people and at least 10,000 are missing. It is one of two natural disasters to hit North Africa right now. The other is the earthquake in Morocco. Almost 3,000 people there are confirmed dead. Nearly 6,000 are injured and hundreds of thousands are destitute. The epicentre of the 6.8 quake was just below the High Atlas Mountains, the closest biggest city to there is Marrakesh. A number of those villages in the mountains have been destroyed. In one of them, a weeping father told Stuart Ramsey of Sky News that two of his children had died.
My house fell down, gone. It collapsed on me and my family. I rescued my two daughters and their mother. But I lost my other two children and I have no furniture, nothing left.
Well, Stuart Ramsey is Sky News chief correspondent. He joins us now. Stuart, will you tell us about some of the survivors that you met in these villages?
What was remarkable, just to say, I've come off the mountains for right now, and that for a variety of reasons, not least we were running out of power, and that's what it's like up there. There is that you have actually nothing. It's quite difficult for us visiting, and we, you know, but for the people who are there, getting hold of food and water is hard. We've met a lot of people who, like that father who lost two of his children. There was another lady that I was talking to had lost, she was watching as the rescue teams were working through the rubble of her family home. And she told me she had lost 10 members of her family and there were more missing inside that house. And you came across this time and time and time again of people who survived but by luck that they were either outside or they were near the door of the house and were able to get out, but anyone inside didn't get out. One of the reasons for this is this was a sort of catastrophic earthquake. It wasn't very far beneath the surface of the earth, and then as a result it's more like an explosion than it is, as you imagine, with an earthquake, which I've been in before, which is sort of shaking from side to side. This is like an explosion upwards. So houses would go up and then collapse down. And that's why so many people have been killed in the area, particularly near the epicenter of the earthquake. I think the biggest issue, the two big issues now. One, we have large numbers of villages and towns higher up into the mountains, which have just simply not been reached yet because the roads have gone. I mean, the roads are bad there any time of year, but now they've just literally gone. So they're dependent purely on helicopter supplies. And then the other, and this is common with natural disasters, is that after the first catastrophic element, which is the earthquake itself, you then have the lack of food and water getting to people who have survived. And now we're about to enter winter and the rains. And the rainy season in the Atlas Mountains causes problems all the time because there's landslides and flooding. That is normal. But now you have all of this rock, etc., on top of the mountains that is not secure. And as soon as it starts raining, the landslips will be even bigger and will be like being an earthquake. And so the natural disasters start as one but continue for a long time. And, of course, we have huge numbers of people who are homeless who are living outside at the moment and they've got nowhere to go. So this is a huge, huge problem that's going to go on and on and on. So, you know, 2,000-3,000 people dead so far. It could get much worse than that in the coming weeks and months.
And Stuart, in the days since Friday night when the earthquake happened, at this point on Wednesday, are there any stories of people being pulled out alive or is all hope waning?
Day before yesterday, we were up on the mountains. We followed the army and they decided that they had no choice but to go by foot. And it's pretty hard work. We went with them and incredibly in towns that were completely destroyed, people were there still alive. Some were pulled out because they were quite badly injured. We saw them being sort of pulled out and then onto stretchers and taken down into the nearest villages which were staging points. I mean, these villages themselves were extremely badly damaged, but they came from towns that were utterly destroyed. So they are still there. There are people that are alive. It's just getting to them is the issue. I think what happens is that over the few days after the earthquake, the family members and the villagers themselves dug by hand to get people out as best they could. But of course, often it's impossible. And we spoke to a number of people who said that, who were angry, but saying they could hear the shouts from underneath. They just couldn't get to them and they couldn't dig down and they didn't have any equipment to lift them out. However, there is no doubt that there are still people alive in these towns and villages that haven't been reached yet, but it is a sort of a matter of time, because if proper rescue workers can't get to them, and if they don't have the equipment, they simply can't get them out. So it's tough. There are great stories of people surviving, but there are many, many stories of people who haven't survived.
Stuart, we're very grateful to you for taking our call this morning. Stuart Ramsey, Sky News chief correspondent, live from Morocco. It's 10 to 9.